imagine that it is with very mixed emotions that I stand here this morning. 6 years, 364 days ago, Mayor Jim Hahn gave me the ultimate vote of confidence in selecting me as his chief of police, as this city's chief of police. He had a vision that I shared, that was shared by the city council that participated in that selection process and the police commission at that time. It was the belief that this department had the capability to once again reduce the fear and the crime and the disorder that had begun to increase, unfortunately, in this city as it entered the 21st century. Also, immediately post 9/11, the concern of counterterrorism. And this city, like New York and Washington, will forever be a prime target for that concern. A third priority of his vision was to implement the federal consent decree, to embrace it as a means to reestablishing the reputation, the tarnished reputation of this great organization, rather than resisting it as some type of imposition. It was not then and it is not now. It was a path to the restoration of this great organization. So for several years we embarked on that, and working with the City Council, we began to acquire resources, working with political leadership and the support of the public. Prop Q was passed, and with Prop Q, the public said to the Los Angeles Police Department, we are going to give you the resources, the facilities that a modern police department needs. New police stations, remodeled police stations, and maybe most importantly, a new police headquarters. And over these 7 years, all of those buildings have been built, state-of-the-art, on time, and so budget-conscious that we have $40 million left to do more, to build more. Nowhere in America has there ever been a public works project that has so fulfilled the promise and commitment for which it was established. And I thank all who were involved in the creation of, the support of, and the implementation of that, because it all occurred during my 7 years as chief of police. It doesn't get better than that. And my role was to simply talk about it, because the funding was there, the expertise was there, the partnerships, city council, mayor, community, business community was all there. 4 years ago, a new mayor was elected, Mayor Antonio Villagosa. Same vision as Mayor Hahn, but what one additional element to grow the Los Angeles Police Department. We had begun the process. Greg Smith and some of his colleagues on the City Council had moved some of the funds from BLF to begin a process to expand the department. But working with the City Council, garnering the support of the public and the media, we were able to pass the trash fee increases to increase the department, and today we have a department that is almost 800 stronger than it was when I joined 7 years ago. I thank the council, I thank the mayor, and I thank the public for their unswerving support of our facility growth, our budgets year after year. In tight budget years, we always received our fair share, because it was understood that public safety has to be a top priority of the city. And Mayor Villagosa, a particular note of appreciation to you, sir. You have expended a lot of capital, you and your colleagues on the City Council, in tough times to ensure. And yesterday, the City Council, by its vote, ensured that the size of this department will, in these tough times, stay at its current level, understanding that was a significant political decision on their part, those who voted for it, understanding how tight these budgets are. Thank you all for that support that has allowed this department in the 21st century to deliver on the vision of Jim Hahn and Mayor Villagosa to reduce crime, homicides by 59%, gang homicides by 58%, violent crime by 53%, all crimes by 37%. There's not a police department in America that can match that record. The men and women of this department, you give them the resources and they will get the job done. And my successor, whoever he or she is, and they, I hope, are sitting in this audience, and I hope, Mr. Mayor, that you arrive at a quick decision in terms of as I go out the door 1 week from today at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. A little reminder, the clock is ticking. And those in the audience wearing the blue suits that seem to be sweating the most are, in fact, those potential contenders who will be sweating until you make that decision. And I trust that the police commission, the commissions that I have had the honor to work for, that in their selection process, that they are all volunteers. They are not paid 1 cent for their efforts. This week, they had a 7-hour regular scheduled police commission meeting on Tuesday. And on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, they met with candidates, deliberated, and they will probably have several more days. They're all busy people. But their commitment to this city is evidenced by their commitment to ensuring that the next chief of police is not going to be just a pass-through, that they will vet them carefully, although they know almost all of them intimately. And I thank you, this commission headed by John Mack and his colleagues. They are an extraordinary group, and I have had the opportunity to work for 4 police commissions during my time and the 2 mayors, and beginning with Rick Caruso, who no more wanted me than he wanted basically to have a
snowstorm.
Rick didn't want me initially, but fortunately in that interview process, which they also took seriously, I was able to win him and his colleagues over, and 7 years later, I'm still here, and hopefully the time has been well spent. In terms of those responsible, and Jan Perry and the mayor referenced the many and long political struggle to arrive at this location, to funding, also need to remember Rick and his commission, who week after week put this item on the agenda to keep it in the public eye and to keep it moving forward with the council and then Mayor Hahn and Mayor Villaraigosa. And I think we can all feel comfortable that this was what the city of Los Angeles is all about. We will have our disagreements, and to my friends and colleagues in the city council, we will have them. We get over it. We move on. We had disagreements about this building. It was going to be there, it was going to be there, it was going to be there, it was going to be this tall, this small. And look what we ended up with. Consensus. We can have our disputes in public. That's the way it's supposed to be. This is a city of openness and transparency. We don't need to do it in the closed rooms of cloakrooms. We can do it in council chamber. We can do it at press conferences. We can do it in public because we have nothing to hide. That's what makes this city so great, because it truly is like a family. There will be differences, but we can work our differences out and move on for the public good. And that's what we have done here. There have been a number of comparisons about what this building represents, and if I may add mine before closing my remarks with a few thank yous. The siting of this building could not be more appropriate. I love this building. I love its siting. I love everything that it represents. It represents mostly the new LAPD of the 21st century, an organization that was known and prided itself on its insularity, on its parochialism, on its go-it-alone, on its thin blue line history. That is not the Los Angeles Police Department of the 21st century. This building was consciously designed to be one of the people and for the people. It is the people's house. I thank Jan Perry because she fought the tireless battles to ensure that the landscaping, the openness, that there would be so much open space here that would reflect that transparency. But think of the symbolism of the siting. We face City Hall, and it's reflected in that glass, and as you walk in front of the building, it moves so beautifully with you. That reflects the supremacy of City Hall over the Los Angeles Police Department. The mayor and the elected leadership of the City Council, who are the voice of the people, that we the police, and there are those that argue for political independence, I'm sorry, we must work with our bosses, and they are our bosses, budgetary policy. And I have sought over these years, despite some of the disputes, to always commit to civilian leadership, mayor, city council, and certainly the police commission, who are my bosses. So that symbolism of facing City Hall, where they can keep an eye on us, and we can keep an eye on you from time to time. Over here, a magnificent building across the way, a different architectural style, intended originally to face an open park, thus the huge address number on the other side, That to me represents our colleagues in state, federal, and county government that we work so closely with. I would hope one of the hallmarks of my time with you has been the relationship. My buddy in the audience there, Lee Barker, Lee and I, that we are the two amigos, that we have sought to ensure that our two departments, which we both love dearly, but we respect the strength of each other's organization, together we have partnered to work with our colleagues in the federal agencies, some of who are here, the alphabet agencies, to work with our colleagues in CHIPPIES, the Highway Patrol, you name it, we're working with them. And with our extraordinary city attorney, district attorney, U.S. attorney, a series of them who have worked with us. The collective drop in crime is not just the work of the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, it's the partnerships that we share with all of the colleagues in government. Behind us on that beautiful park, the Higgins Building, representing the community that we work for. The idea that we want to share with them, come here into your house. That park is yours. We are your neighbor. We want you here with us. And lastly, on this side, the respect that we must have for the press, the Los Angeles Times, the nemesis of the organization for many years, but also the teller of our story, good or bad. I have told the men and women of this department since my appointment, my role is to lead you, but also to tell your story. And I'm going to tell whatever you give me. If it's bad and awful, MacArthur Park, we're going to own it. We're going to talk about it. We're not going to hide from it. So the symbolism of being right next to the Los Angeles Times, the idea of being open and transparent to the press, you could not get a better sighting for a building for a police department of the 21st century. Partnership, civilian control over the police, openness to the media, and working and being part of the neighborhood. That's community policing. That's policing of the 21st century. And that's why the Los Angeles Police Department is a leading entity in this century and will continue to do so with your support. And as I leave, I am very comfortable that the successes of the past will continue to grow. I have no doubt about it. I know who police commissioners had the opportunity to interview. Extraordinarily talented group of leaders that I have had the opportunity to work with, and I thank them publicly in front of all you. As they and the 10,000 cops and 3,000 civilians they represent, they love this city, they work for it, and they are making it a better place. In closing, a few thank yous, if I may. Thank you certainly to my family, to Ricky, who without her it would not have happened. Gave up a lot. But we're talking about it this morning on the drive-in. As we're driving in this morning on the 101, we were in early, it was about 6 o'clock, the sun was coming up, the sky was this gorgeous orange as the sun was coming up, and in the distance, the skyline of the city coming down the 101, and we just kind of talked with each other about the idea that in the 7 years we've been here, that it was worth it. We're going home for what is us home, New York, but the 7 years spent here that I hope you feel was worth it also. My son David, his lovely wife Sean, who are here also, USC Master School graduate, for those of you that root for that particular school. Like so many who come here, hoping to find his dream fulfilled in the movie and TV industry. Anybody out there that's hiring, you know, he's writing, so just give him a call, you know where to find him. He'll be the only Bratton in the book in about a week or so. I have friends here from New York. I have friends here from Boston. I have friends here from other parts of the country, and I thank them for traveling those thousands of miles once again. They were here for the first swearing-in, they were here for the second, and they're here for the swan song. I can't thank you enough for being there for Ricky and I and for your friendship over these many years. Tommy Maloney and I joined the Boston Police Department October 7th, 1970. He's still there, and I'm still here, still plugging away. Thank you all. And finally, to everybody who is involved in this building, this symbol of the new Los Angeles Police Department, the designers, the architects, the public who voted for it, the political leadership that fought the battles to get it done, thank you. This has been one phenomenal month for me as I leave this department. Tomorrow I'll celebrate my 7th anniversary as chief. I celebrated recently my 39th year as a member of the police profession, celebrated my 62nd year on earth. I had the opportunity, and I thank the members of the Police Foundation who are here today representing the foundation that has raised in excess, I think, of easily $10 million for this department since I've been here. That beautiful police memorial that you built, that that memorial represents this badge that I have so proudly worn for 7 years, and I hope within a week or so to pass on to my successor. That memorial honors those 202 who wore this badge, who no longer get to do so. We have enshrined their badges on the wall, and I can't thank you enough for the support, because without you, I would not have had the opportunity to have the successes we've had. So I can't thank you all individually, be here all day, but to the other foundations also that are so active in honoring our men and women, thank you. The Historical Society, the Memorial Society, that all of you. Thank you for these 7 years. And Mayor Villagosa, that thank you for your leadership, your partnership, most importantly, for your friendship, sir. Thank you.